welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely awesome day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely great. This is the day the Lord hath made. It's 71 degrees where I am. It's really, really nice, and it's a great day. And I'm just happy to be alive and breathing air. Somebody sent me a video that or show that I had done with Hagman about 5 years ago. It was on Nagalase and doctors being killed and all that. And they said, wow, that's a great show. And I said, well, yes, yeah, a great show, and I'm glad I'm still breathing air after I did that show. I exposed a lot of stuff, especially about Nagalase and its relationship to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and autism. So that was an interesting show, and I hadn't heard myself on that in a long time, and I sounded kind of sketchy on that show as far as I was a bit nervous, and I was, because I really had Doug had asked me to do that. I really didn't want to do that show because of the amount of bodies that was following those topics. I didn't want to deal with all that. But then I got another email this morning. It was funny. It was from my buddy Chris. And we met Chris at a campground many, many years ago. And he listens to the show every day. He works for UPS. And he goes, he was fussing at me, Austin. He goes, I'm still always listening and loving y'all. Honestly, you're a spiritual mentor to me, by the way. Thank you. And I thank you for that too, Chris. And he's also a word on the family the other day. He says, anyway, for the first time ever, I have to heavily disagree with you. And I'm shocked. LOL. What do you mean you don't recommend parents buy their kids a dirt bike? Video games, in comparison, they are playing outside, get to be in the woods, in nature, can be a great hobby into old age too, and promotes a healthy lifestyle to stay in shape to ride. Sure, you might get hurt, but that can happen on a bicycle too, or many other things. Oh, well, no big deal. It did hurt a bit, though. I still race my dirt bike on a regular basis at 47 and have a blast. Keep up the good work, my brother. And here's the way, let me tell you something, Chris. You're right. You know, if a person has a dirt bike and they're really conscientious with it and they're really careful with it, you know, it's a great way to be outside and be in the outdoors. But pretty much everybody I know, and I mean I'm talking everybody, has been injured on a dirt bike. And so it's just one of those things that it's hard to promote when you've been going through it, because Austin had to be in the hospital and the emergency room, had to have his foot, you know, his ankle reconstructed. I mean, it was a big mess, and so I have to pass on doing that again, but it is a great hobby. I've got another friend of mine. His name was Jim, and he had constant injuries. Finally, he broke his back on a dirt bike. And so he finally, his wife told him, you either have to start getting a much bigger life insurance policy, or you need to stop doing this. And so it's a great form of exercise, but I guess I'm going to have to differ with you on that one, Chris. I think there are a lot of other things you can do, hiking, backpacking, canoeing, river rafting, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do that won't endanger you like dirt bikes will. But, you know, I'm kind of caught in the middle of this because I got involved in it emotionally. I thought it was a great idea when I first did it with Austin until he got injured. Austin, you're the dirt bike rider. What do you think about this? Because I like Chris, and so we're going to make him the center of conversation at the beginning of the show. Are you there, Austin? Well, there you go. How'd that work out? Okay, Austin, Todd, am I here or is Austin here? I have no Austin. I don't know if I'm live or not.
Hey, but no, you're live. I'm sorry. My phone isn't. It's not going to stop ringing today. I'll be in and out of the show. My phone's it's ringing again right now.
Okay, yeah, hey, Austin, real quick. Yeah, hey, you take your phone call. Do you think dirt bikes, yes or no, for young kids?
Absolutely not. No, if I did anything, I would put them in like a side-by-side with a seatbelt and a helmet. Not because dirt bikes in and of itself are so dangerous. It's just the fact of it escalates further and further and further. They're cute and fun when you're on a 50 and you're young, but the problem is you never want to stay on a 50 because you get bigger and you go to larger CCs and larger motorcycles and you want to do larger jumps and bigger races and more aggressive racing, and then you start breaking numerous body parts, and it's just not a good place for a young child, I think, to be unless you're absolutely going to go pro with it. But the problem with that is there's like 0.01% of the population has the ability to actually go full pro, multi-millionaire level in motocross. It's a very, very, very difficult sport to make any money in at all.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Austin's right now. Austin's building a house, and he's in the middle of doing all that, so he may be coming in and out today as far as the show. But let me go ahead, and I want to read you another one. This is from my attorney friend, who was a state attorney for years and years, and she basically had a private Pinterest board was taken down. It was not even viewable by the public. Her name is Terry, And it says, by the way, high blessings. It goes, we recently removed your vaccine board because it included many pins that went against our policies on medical misinformation. People come to Pinterest to find ideas in a safe, useful, and positive space. I guess that's why they put naked women on Pinterest and then basically soft pornography on Pinterest. So I'm going to repeat that. People come to Pinterest to find ideas in a safe, useful, and pornography place. And positive space. Because of this, we won't allow advice that may have immediate and detrimental effects on health or public safety, but we will promote the use of soft pornography. I'm adding this. This includes promotion of false cures or terminal or chronic illnesses. Well, how about addiction to naked women on pictures? How about that? You promote that and anti-vaccination advice. We understand this policy may not be consistent with your views, though we hope you will continue to use Pinterest, the Pinterest team. Now, I'm going to read it to you without my little dialogue in there. I'll do that again. Hi, blessings. We recently removed your vaccine board because it included many pins that went against our policies on medical information. People come to Pinterest to find ideas in a safe, useful, and positive space. Because of this, we don't allow advice that may have immediate and detrimental effects on health or public safety. This includes the promotion of false cures or terminal or chronic illnesses and anti-vaccination advice. We understand that this policy may not be consistent with your views, though we hope it will continue to use Pinterest. They really have family values on that board. But here's what's interesting about all of this stuff. When you have articles that you post that talk about natural alternatives to medical treatment protocols, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not making claims and saying you're going to cure everybody, this is a cure for cancer, this is a panacea, or this is that. I don't do that at Health Masters. We don't allow our staff to do that. We don't do that. We don't even discuss cancer. We don't do that. Now, but what's interesting about this, Austin, is we now know that there are all kinds of websites being closed all over the country right now because of CBD oil. We're talking merchant accounts all over the country now are being taken down from CBD oil products. Now, you remember, Trump signed the scent bill. The state of Florida made it legal, but apparently the attorney general still got his little deal going on with it. He's kind of ignoring everything that's going on with the different attorney generals and the governors and the president of the United States. And so they're making a big deal now and forcing a lot of websites to take their hemp products, their CBD products, down, or they're going to lose their ability to process their Visa MasterCards through a merchant account, effectively putting them out of business.
Yep.
Now, guys, this just, be honest with you, I'm going to say something, I'm going to use a bad word, cover your kids' ears. This pisses me off, because why in the world, when you have products that can be used to take care of all kinds of different ailments and potentially horrible diseases and not becoming addicted to different types of drugs, why do they say when the president signs a hemp bill? All of this stuff is unbelievable to me, that the Rockefeller Rothschild medical industrial complex has that kind of power because they own the doggone banks. Yeah, they do. The same,
yep,
same stinking people that took down Building 7 own the banks. And when they say, well, we don't want you to have that product, why? Because we want to be able to patent that product and charge you $1,000 for a bottle of CBD oil rather than paying $50 for it on a legitimate website. This is why they're doing it. And so many of the folks that are selling CBD oil, now we're finding out from our processors all over the country that they won't even touch a website. It doesn't matter if you have hundreds of other products on your website. You have one picture of one bottle of one CBD product on there. They close the entire website. It doesn't matter if you've been in business for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It doesn't make any difference. They shut down your merchant processing ability. Whoa. So what a lot of these websites are doing, they're just taking the stuff down off the website. People have to call in to get product like that. See, this is the craziest thing, is that they're allowing people to come in and dictate and tell people what they can and can't sell that are completely legal products that aren't drugs. I mean, it really irritates the yak out of me. And so I hope you guys can all read between the lines and all that. But, the thing about it is that it's just absolutely awful that this kind of stuff's happening.
Let me add in on this too, Dad. This is also happening, as we have seen on numerous occasions, with firearms and also firearm accessories.
That's exactly right.
Merchant services are coming in now and saying, hey, you're selling 30-round standard capacity magazines for an AR-15 on your website. We don't like those magazines. It doesn't matter that they're fully legal. There's nothing illegitimate about a standard capacity magazine. There's nothing federally illegal about a 30-round standard capacity magazine. The merchant service goes, no, we don't like those. Why? Because they're pushing the agenda of the bankers. We have heard numerous reports of people all over the place that have had great results from certain natural oils that are on the market. But that doesn't matter. They don't want people having the option to not go on different pharmaceutical drugs. They'd rather have them forced into, as Dad called it, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And that's exactly what we're seeing pushed harder and harder and harder. Because at the end of the day, the banks run the country. Everybody goes, oh, the president runs the country. Oh, vice president. Oh, this, all that. The banks.
Exactly
you
right.
control
exactly
the money.
Right.
You control the people.
Exactly.
You control the people. You control every aspect of the country. When you control the entire monetary policy and the entire monetary system of a country, that country does whatever you want it to do. And as we have seen now, these merchant accounts completely cutting off companies selling firearms, firearm accessories, anything that they don't like, they're using that now as a tool to censor the companies from being able to sell things freely, unmolested, on their way in a true marketplace. And this is going to get worse and worse and worse. And this is what we're seeing right now. So we thank you again for your support of HealthMasters.com. Thank you for calling in. Thank you if you need anything, using us as your number one choice for health products on the market, Dad. So I'm glad you brought that up today as well, because it is becoming a serious problem.
It is. Now, also, I want to talk about that Democratic debate that I did not watch last night. I didn't watch it. I don't do that. But notice there were no American flags. Matthew called me up, wrote me a text, says I didn't watch it either, Ted, but all the reviews I saw no American flags. Because they don't, that's, remember, the flag promotes nationalism. These guys are communists. They don't want to promote nationalism. And my favorite quote here is this, is Beto O'Rourke. It's a debate. And I'm going to quote him. Now, he uses a bad word, so don't flip on me, okay? He goes, quote, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47, says Beto O'Rourke at the debate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, guys, we are the show that tells you what's going on, because we want you to know that's how these guys are. The entire Democratic Party has been basically compromised. The one Marianne Williamson basically marginalized her, won't even go back, let her go back on the debate again. She was the only interesting one of the bunch. She actually talked about real, true health products and problems with the people in the United States. And she's gone now. She's basically off the ability to raise enough money or get enough signatures to even be on a debate. But I'm going to cover something with you guys real quick. This is from the Rutherford Institute. And it says, it's our job to make the government play by the rules of the Constitution. This is John Whitehead's commentary. Let me read you part of this. This is posted at my website at healthmasters.com. And he's got some really good points I want to say about this. He goes, the Bill of Rights turns 230. What do we have to show for it? He goes, nothing good. And then he quotes Margaret Atwood from The Handmaid's Tale, which is a book that was written. He goes, this is a quote, that was when they suspended the Constitution. They said it would be temporary. There wasn't even any rioting in the streets. People stayed at home at night, watching television, looking for some direction. There wasn't even an enemy you could put your finger on when they suspended the Constitution. Guys, this is where they want to take it. This is exactly where the Democrats want to go. And Trump's doing the same thing with what he's doing with his laws and his red flag gun laws. Rutherford goes on to say, it's been 230 years since James Madison drafted the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution is the mean of protecting the people against government tyranny. What do we have to show for it? In America today, the government does whatever it wants. Freedom be, then he cusses. We can pretend that the Constitution, which was written to hold the government accountable, is still our governing document. But the reality of life in the American police state tells a different story. We, the people, have been terrorized, traumatized, and tricked into a semi-permanent state of compliance by a government that cares nothing for our lives or our liberties because of the Frankfurt School. I'm adding this. The boogeyman's names and faces have changed over time, but still they're the same group. Terrorism, the war on drugs, illegal immigration, etc. But the end result remains the same. In the so-called name of national security, the Constitution has been chipped away, undermined, eroded, and generally discarded to such an extent that what we have left today is but a shadow of the robust document adopted more than two centuries ago. Most have been damaged and been inflicted on the Bill of Rights. Set against the backdrop of government surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, overcriminalization, armed surveillance drone, whole body scanners, stop and frisk searches, all sanctioned by Congress, the White House, the courts, and the like. You would understandably sound more like a eulogy to freedoms, loss, and affirmation of rights. Here's what it means to live under the Constitution today. First Amendment. It's supposed to protect the freedom to speak your mind, assemble and protest nonviolently without being bridled by the government. Right? Despite the clear protections found in the First Amendment, the freedoms described therein are under constant assault. Americans are being arrested and charged with bogus contempt of cop charges, such as disrupting the peace or resisting arrest, for daring to film police officers engaged in harassment or violent activities. Journalists are being prosecuted for reporting on whistleblowers. States are passing legislation to muzzle reporting on cruel and abusive corporate practices. Religious ministries are being fined for attempting to feed and house the homeless. The Second Amendment was intended to guarantee the right of the people to bear arms. Essentially, this amendment was intended to give the citizenry the means to resist tyrannical government. Yet while gun ownership has been recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court as an individual citizen right, Americans remain powerless to defend themselves against SWAT team raids and government agents armed to the teeth with military weapons that were suited for the battlefield, including fully automatic weapons when they come into your home in the middle of the night with no-knock search warrants. The Third Amendment reinforces the principle that civilian elected officials are superior to the military by prohibiting the military from entering any citizen's home without consent of the owner. We now have a standing army on American soil. Look what happened in New Orleans. The military went in and went house to house and disarmed the population after the hurricane. The Fourth Amendment prohibits government raids from conducting surveillance on you or touching you or invading you. Yeah, well, that's gone, unless they have some evidence that you are up to something criminal. In other words, the Fourth Amendment ensures privacy and bodily integrity. Unfortunately, the Fourth Amendment has suffered the greatest damage in recent years. It has all been but eviscerated by unwarranted expansion of police powers that include strip searches on the side of the road, anal and vaginal searches of citizens on the side of the road and inside of cells, inside of airports, surveillance, corporate and otherwise, and intrusions justified in the name of fighting terrorism, as well as the outsourcing of otherwise illegal activities to private contractors. And he goes on, and we'll talk about the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th Amendment. I'm not going to read the rest of them, but you guys look good at the website. You can read it. It's called John Whitehead's Commentary. It says the Bill of Rights turns to 230, and you can read the entire article. Guys, he's right. He's 100% right, and that's what this show is about, keeping America, America, to let you have the right with your children to ride a dirt bike if you want, to not ride a dirt bike if you want, to go freely and unmolested on your way, to actually go fly on an airplane in a public airport and not be groped, stripped, and everything else. I told you the story with me years ago in LAX. I just finished doing a big TV shoot out there. I was coming home, and they detected gunpowder apparently from my gun concealed carry weapon that I keep in my pocket. You know, I had no gun with me. I did some pair of pants that apparently I hadn't washed properly or hadn't gotten clean. And they basically searched me twice. And finally, we went to the back room. I started taking my clothes off. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to go naked." I said, "You guys want to see me naked? I'll go naked." And they said, "No, we don't want to see you naked." I said, "Well, crap, man, you've already searched me three times." I said, "What do you want to see?" I said, "You know I've got a concealed weapons carry permit. I've already showed you that." I said, "I already told you what this whole deal is of the pocket carry with my gun." I said, "You know I'm not carrying any gun." I said, "You can keep my stupid shorts if you'd like. I don't care." I said, if we're going to go naked, I might as well start with naked. I said, "Let's just get it over with." Guys, think about what happened. That was me. It's just crazy. And guys, this is not just me. This is all the time at these airports. It's all the time. They put you in front of a naked body scanner, and they laugh about your appendages, about your implants, about your body shape, about everything. They just get a big kick out of it. Are you kidding? No, we don't. They have a right to look at us naked. Why is that happening in America? What the heck happened? I'll tell you what happened. 9/11 happened. Agents of the doggone Mossad and MI6 and CIA or whoever else was involved with it, the guys who took down Building 7, whoever these people are, we know who they are. The Druids, Sabbatain Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the same guy who crucified Christ. We know who they are. It's not like we're trying to play a game here with anybody. When they decided to take our rights away, and George Bush, same famous, you know, single-digit IQ George W. goes, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists." What the heck does that even mean? With us or with the terrorists? No, I just don't want you groping me. I don't want you grabbing my genitalia in public and saying, "Oh, we need to go ahead and take you in the back room now." What the heck? This is crazy. You used to get before 9/11. There wasn't any searches and all this kind of stuff. You may walk through a metal detector every once in a while, but there was none of that kind of stuff going on all the time. We forget what it was like. It was about 20 years ago now when everything changed. Ugh. Austin, what do you think?
No, that's exactly right. And this is why I tell people all the time that civil disobedience is a must when you start having unconstitutional, tyrannical aspects thrusted upon you without your consent. This is why when you go to an airport and you do have to fly commercial, do not consent to go through the body scanner. They cannot force you into that body scanner. I'll tell you that right now. They cannot force you into a body scanner to x-ray you with unbelievably high amounts of radiation. They cannot physically do that. They cannot physically grab you and put you through a body scanner. You submit to it. You stand there like a good little sheep, and you take your belt, and you take your boots off, and everybody puts everything up on the rack like they're trained to do, like they're walking into a slaughterhouse about to basically get the air compressor, you know, punch into the skull. Pop, walk through, here you go, next one, pop, next one, pop, next one. Everybody just goes through with a mindless look on their face, puts their hands up, lets their whole body get x-rayed with massive amounts of radiation, and walks out, scurries back, grabs their shoes, grabs their belt. You guys really think that is done for your protection? Everybody really think that's there to protect us on a plane? That's to prevent, you know, jihadis from getting on the plane? Really? Is that really what everybody thinks it's for? Because, you know, the TSA stops so many people from getting on the plane with bombs and box cutters and guns, right? They've stopped thousands of terrorist attacks from occurring, right? Right? No, zero. They don't stop anything. Because they don't have to. That's not the way people get on commercial airlines and bring bombs. They don't go through like that and go through the normal areas. We've heard the reports before of individuals being shuttled on planes and basically being transferred over as far as migrants. We've heard of people being basically brought on that don't even go through security. They go through back doors. That happens all the time. That's why whenever I fly a commercial, I never go through a body scanner. I'll make sure I stop the line. I make myself vocal and heard enough that everybody around me knows, A, I'm not taking my belt off, B, I'm not taking my boots off, and C, I'm not going through a radiation scanner just to fly commercial on a plane to try to travel freely unmolested on my way. Now, they will stop me at that point, and they will say, okay, we'll take you to the side. So it's funny, they walk me around the metal detector, when we walk through the metal detector, don't even walk through the radiation scanner, walk through at least with dignity with my boots on, and I stand there and have another male grope me down and check my boots and check my pants and check me all the way up and down to make sure I'm not carrying a firearm or a bomb or whatever else they think I'm carrying as a white conservative male. No. And then I grab my bag and I go freely on my way after I've been molested. So you have to look at it, the picture. Which one would you rather have? Do you want to go through like a sheep, like a good little submissive cow, and take your boots off and take your belt off and put your hands up in a submissive position and be completely x-rayed? Or do you want to stand there and make fun of the TSA agent while he gropes you and talk about how crazy of a party y'all both are having together as he grabs you from top to bottom? I'll pick the latter, because at least I get to choose it, and I say, hey, I'm going to go out with my boots on. You're going to grope me. You're going to dislike this as much as I dislike this as much, and I'm not going to submit to a massive amount of radiation because that's what you tell me I need to do. Difficult and as obnoxious and as annoying to everybody around me that you have to deal with me right now, and I'm not going to make it easy on you. That's the attitude that everybody has to start acquiring if we want to make any difference whatsoever. When you see maybe one out of 200-300 people choose that option that I choose, that's a sad day in America. Because I'll tell you this right now, if we had one day of protest and everybody that was flying commercial, opted out of the radiation scanner and said, nope, we're going to opt for pat down. A, there'd be thousands of people that would miss their flights. B, there'd be thousands of back charges onto the airline credit cards because they would say, I'm not going to pay for my airline flight because I missed it because I was standing in line for 3 hours waiting to be groped because your TSA service couldn't properly do their job. And everybody would go, golly, this is a nightmare. And the airline services would be dealing with millions of dollars in back charges. They would be dealing with millions of friggin' all kinds of cash that was getting charged back out of their accounts, and they would no longer want TSA agents doing that. And they'd keep doing it. They'd let the radiation scanners. But then you have another day, and another day, and another day, and another day, to the point that our voice and our civil disobedience would be heard loud enough that they would say, listen, this TSA body scanner crap ain't working. It's not stopping terrorists. It's not stopping bad things from happening. All it's doing is making people miss their flights and charge us back on their credit cards because we could not successfully get them through security safely on their way in a proper amount of time, and this would strike some type of change. Would it get body scanners out of the airports? I don't know. Nobody's bothered to do that except for me and Dad, apparently. Nobody ever, every time I go through, I'm standing in line. Nobody ever opts to go out. Everybody, and then when I opt to go out, everybody looks at me like, oh my gosh. You're not going to the radiation scanner. You're ridiculous. I can't believe this. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. I cannot believe you're not following the line like a good little cow. I said, no, I'm not. I'm waiting to get groped. We're about to have a party, and you're about to get body scanned and get hit with levels of radiation that I don't even know how high they are. And that is what happens every single day. So please, my friends, our listeners, our customers, make a difference. Make a change. If you want things to be different, don't accept what they're telling you to do. Don't go along the lines taking your boots and your belt off, putting your hands up, getting radiation scanned because they tell you that's what the rest of the population has to do. Make a stand, make a difference, and make your voice heard. That's how I feel about that, Dad.
And you know, it's so funny, Austin. So many of the TSA agents are coming down with all kinds of, you know, cancers and disorders from getting excessive amounts of radiation. They say, and of course, they tell us it's just a minimum amount. How do we even know what in the world it is? And, you know, here's funny, too. Here's what civil disobedience did and does. And you guys will remember this. Back in the mid-70s, we had a blithering idiot president. His name was Jimmy Carter. I mean, God, he was probably the smartest president we ever had from an IQ standpoint. He had like a PhD in nuclear physics or whatever it was. But the guy was an idiot. I mean, he was a loon. He was a Democratic loon. And he decided, Austin, because we were having problems with gasoline shortages, he was going to lower the speed limit on the interstates to 55 miles an hour. And everybody ignored it. They just ignored it. We all took the tickets and just paid the tickets and fought them in court. Took them to court, said it was unconstitutional, paid the fines, paid the points, paid whatever it was, and went on for years. We just kept paying tickets. We refused to obey the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit because it was stupid. And finally, they changed the laws, and they got rid of it. And they put the speed limits back up 70, 75, 80 miles an hour in some states. And you think, well, wow. Well, why that happened? Because of civil disobedience. Guys, if we hadn't done that in aggregate and stood against it, you know, we would have never had it taken away. And so Austin's right. If we all got together, I mean, I remember one time when they first started this mess, I was going to Germany. I said, oh, God. And that's before I went through the TSA pre-check stuff. And I decided I have to be talking. Then that's when they really grow people. When you don't have TSA pre-check, they really, really take advantage of you. And I was, and because they didn't have it back then. And I was sitting there, and the guy's groping me. And I looked at him, and I said, you know what? You know, I hear something. And he goes, what do you hear? I said, I hear the boots on the cobblestone streets of Berlin. And he goes, what? He says, you hear boots on the cobblestone streets of Berlin? And I said, you don't get this, do you? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, never mind. Remember, guys, when the stormtroopers and the SS would walk down the cobblestone streets of Berlin, and they would basically walk in formation, hear a chop, 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 chop as the boots hit the asphalt, and the country went into complete and total oppression with the Third Reich and the Gestapo and all the people and the house-to-house searches and the people being taken away in the middle of the night, all for the sake of security, all for the sake of protecting the people. Yeah, that's what they always tell us in Austin. It's always for the sake of protecting the people. But guys, Austin's right. And be respectful. Don't be screaming and yelling and carrying on in the airport. Don't do that. Just be saying, I'm not going to do this. And they're going to go, what do you mean you're not going to do it? Well, just you can just search me. Well, okay. Well, then they have to call somebody over. And if that's right. And like Austin's right. I won't go. They groped me. They groped Sharon. They groped Austin. And one time I was, they were groping one of my kids. I was so pissed off. Oops, I said the word again. Sorry. And I said, I hope you feel like a real man. I said, she's 6 years old. I said, she looks like a terrorist to me. I said that right to the guy. He goes, what do you, I said, what do you mean? I said, you heard what I said. I said, really? She's a 6 year old. Really? Really? And you see him doing this, women, old women in wheelchairs, little children, the infirmed, people that are they're coming through that can barely walk. I mean, they all look like terrorists to me. They all look like extremists. They all look like jihadists. Oh gosh, come on, guys, use your brain. Well, we can't profile because it's racially discriminatory. We can't do that. You know, that's what's wrong with this whole thing. If you see somebody walking through, and they're all shady, and they're kind of wearing a mask. And you know, and they're kind of sneaking around, and you know, like you know, you see in these old TV shows, they're kind of sneaking behind a column and sneak behind another column. They're carrying this big duffel bag. Yeah, you might want to check them out. Okay, you might want to see what's in the duffel bag. All right, but a six-year-old? Nah, man, that's just not okay, man. It's just not even cool. You know, by the way, let me talk about iodine for a second. Iodine is a crucial trace mineral that's necessary for optimal health. I take it every day, 12.5 milligrams every day. It's one of the most important trace minerals for human health. It's also one of the most important, one of the most overlooked. It's incredibly important for your immune system. It helps the thyroid. If you don't have enough iodine in your diet, your thyroid has to work even harder to try to synthesize hormones, resulting in unnecessary stress. Sometimes it can't even make the hormones because it doesn't have the iodine. Deficiencies in iodine can manifest itself in many ways. You can have sluggishness, fatigue, unexpected weight gain, sensitivity to temperature changes, dry, coarse, flaky skin, swelling of the neck, general weakness, hair loss, changes in heart rate, learning, trouble learning or remembering, poor perception levels, loss of energy, and constipation. All kinds of stuff just from iodine. The biggest problem that people think is that we get enough iodine from the food we eat. We don't, because it's all been processed. Even the organic stuff doesn't have enough iodine in the soils. We need about 12.5 milligrams a day. They say, oh, it's much less than that. Well, no, it's not. It really is about 12.5 milligrams a day. That's why we have 12.5 milligrams of iodine in our capsules. And we use that really good source of iodine. It's what's it called, Austin? It's the nascent iodine. It's really a good product, and it really is quickly absorbed. By the way, Trump has now fired National Security Advisor John Bolton the other day. Strong agreements over policy. The problem is now he's putting additional neocons on the list for people to come in and take over that position. And guys, you know, we don't need these neoconservatives coming in and doing this. These people are not good people. An article came out yesterday, by the way, on the New York Post. It talks about Hollywood. It talks about Hollywood, how perverted it is. Now you say, well, why would the New York Post do this? Okay. Well, it didn't really say that. Here's what it said. It said, Judy Garland's wild final years of drugs and cruelty. Now, we all remember Judy Garland as Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz, which was a pretty weird movie to start with. A lot of subliminal stuff in that movie. And it says, on stage and on screen, Judy Garland boasted big, beautiful eyes and one of the most iconic singing voices in Hollywood history. She was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, Esther in A Star is Born, the singer in The Man That Got Away, and somewhere over the rainbow behind the scenes. However, Judy Garland was somewhere over the cuckoo's nest. Okay. And this lady started off as a girl singing in choirs in the Episcopal Church. And you need to read the article on her, and it gives you the exact image of the Hollywood people that we have right now, who are being idolized by the people in the United States of America, and these people are a bunch of weirdos. Angelina Jolie is a nutbag. You know, Judy Garland was a nutbag. You know, Hugh Hefner, weirdo pervert nutbag. Okay, we got all of these people that if you start looking at their personal lives and what they believe, Jim Carrey's Looney Tunes. Okay, you know, you start looking at who they are and what they believe, and these are the icons that are being held up by the atavistic hatred of Christianity by Hollywood to promote their unbelievably horrible lifestyles to all of us. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, of course, they said she was one of the big first women's libbers. She was bisexual. I mean, this thing with Judy Garland, you need to read the whole article on this. It's some pretty sick stuff. And you think, well, wow, she was like pushed by all of these people as this really clean-cut girl, Dorothy. And she may have been when she did The Wizard of Oz. Who knows? Hollywood could have completely and totally corrupted her. But guys, think through who your mentors are. Think through what they do to you, and what they do to affect you. By the way, we've talked about another health article. We've talked many times about why you should never take proton pump inhibitors. This is the stuff that stops the acid blocking, the acid in your stomach. Digestive disturbances, such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. These are side effects of these. Constipation, abdominal pain, brittle nails, brittle fingernails, brittle toenails, headaches, fever, cold system, stuffy nose, sneezing, skin rash, cognitive impairment, infection. What? All from acid blockers? Yeah. You can have increased risks of kidney disease, increased risks for heart disease, increased risks of digestive disorder, increased risks of diminished brain function, and increased risks of death, all from proton pump inhibitors. Remember, guys, when you stop producing acid, you can't digest your nutrients. You can't get the food to get digested and go into your bloodstream. So this is not okay to do on a long-term basis. They were never designed. They were designed to allow your gastrointestinal system to heal itself, like with ulcers or whatever, or with colitis, then to come off of this stuff, but not to be used on a regular basis for years, if not decades. And again, I posted this article on the website. Austin, covered a lot of stories, but got any comments on any of the stuff that I was talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and back to the proton pump inhibitors. I mean, this is, just to address this again, it's very frustrating to me because these things are so physically addictive, not mentally addictive, but physically addictive, because I've seen in so many cases people, even though I'm personal friends with, who have gone on these proton pump inhibitors for something as bad as, you know, acid reflux and the aspect of, if you do the research, exactly what Dad said, even the scientists, the researchers, the developers who came up with these proton pump inhibitors, they specifically designed them to be used for 2 to 6 weeks maximum. They're never supposed to be used long term, yet we hear all the time people coming into the office, been on them for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and they completely and totally trash your digestive system, reduce the amount of nutrients you absorb. Really, really bad stuff. And when you start staying on these things for months and months and months on end, it really causes your body to start being dependent on them. And then the problem is when you come off of them, you have this massive spike in acid in the stomach, and the whole digestive system goes completely and totally sideways because everything doesn't know what to do because you don't have these proton pump inhibitors anymore in there. And so you have to understand, in most cases, if you're having acid reflux, you don't have a deficiency of a proton pump inhibitor. Most cases you have a deficiency of a digestive enzyme. And that's what's so important for people to understand. Is that's why I tell people, try our digestive enzyme blend or try our Gastrogest formula. These formulas are designed to help the body digest the food properly without going to go on proton pump inhibitors. Now, I'll say this. If you do have some type of ulcer, if you have something that your stomach needs to heal, exactly what Dad said, these are what the PPIs are for. They're designed to take them for a few short weeks, allow the system to recover, allow the stomach to heal, allow the ulcer to heal itself, and then come off of them right after that. But not stay on these things because you get acid reflux after you eat 4 hot dogs. This is not what they're supposed to be used for. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on that as well. Also, too, CNN apparently knows no limits to the level they will stoop to push their hardcore communist propaganda. They came out with a show yesterday, or excuse me, 2 days ago on 9/11. It's gone all around viral now in a lot of the alternative media, where they did a full-blown expose called America's 9/11 Amnesia. And what they did was, on the anniversary of 9/11, with all the stuff that we know happened about it, they decided to use that time to push an expose called America's 9/11 Amnesia, and they went into detail to discuss how right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorist. And they went all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing and a few other incidents that happened to try to make sure that they push their rhetoric and propaganda as far as they could to show the American population that right-wing conservative Christians are the most extremist and deadliest mass terrorists in the United States now. Even though, I watched part of it, they twisted it and contorted it and made it so unbelievably ridiculous. I can't even believe, honestly, how they produced something like that. And of course, you know, they didn't discuss the Paris attack over there, the Paris attack. They didn't discuss the aspect of 9/11 at all in that issue, in that entire expose. They didn't talk about any of this stuff that really has gone on. They made sure they pushed the narrative that they were told to push, and that was that basically right-wing Christian American conservatives, primarily whites, are bad, bad, bad domestic terrorists, and everybody needs to hate them because we're domestic terrorists for simply breathing air. Unbelievable. Also, too, in other news, and they've done a new research study. This is interesting now, showing that adolescents with higher levels of physical activity perform better in school during transition from primary school to lower secondary school than their physically inactive peers. A new study from Finland, University of Jyväskylä, found an increased physical activity did not necessarily result, basically, in overall academic performance, but it did show overall better performance in school as a whole. They said previous cross-sectional studies reported that physically more active children and adolescents achieve better grades in some classes than less active peers do. And they said a newly published study shows that adolescents with higher level physical activity over a follow-up period of two academic years had higher academic performance than those who are inactive. And this is going to show you now, because we're starting to see a very big gap in the children as far as what's going on, because we still have some children like I was, like Dad was, like my children are. They're very active. They always want to be outside. They always want to be running around. They always want to be playing. They don't like being inside. They like running around having fun outside, having a blast. And of course, then you have the other side of the pendulum, that we have these very, very, I want to say, not necessarily dumbed down, because not all of them are like that. I don't want to generalize them like that, but a lot of these kids are focused primarily way too much on electronics, say that much, and they're constantly sucked into their iPads and their phones. Now, some of these kids are really smart still. However, in most cases, a lot of these kids, their physical activity and their ability of what they're doing is being heavily hampered because they're so wrapped up and focused on electronics all the time. And so this is something that I always try and encourage. Let your kids go outside and be kids. Encourage them to go have fun. Don't let them sit in front of the TV like a idiot 24/7, or sit on YouTube, or sit on video games 24/7, and not go outside and have some physical activity. You know, we got a little gym in the back of the barn where I'm staying right now while I'm building my house. And, you know, Hunter, he loves going in the gym there with me. And so I got him a couple dumbbells. You know, I got him some 3-pound dumbbells and some 5-pound dumbbells. And he doesn't really know what to do with them yet. And I'm not trying to push him, you know, hey, you need to work out with this. But I'll get him to pick them up and walk with them. You know, I'll say, can you walk all the way over here with him? He'll pick him up. Sometimes he'll pick him up and put him over his head. You know, just do stuff with him. I'm not trying to push him as far as trying to work out right now, because in reality, he's 3 years old. He doesn't need to be going in and trying to do heavy workouts and stuff. But picking up weights and walking around with him, stacking weights. He loves stacking weights and doing some piling them up here, walking around with them here, carrying them over here, putting them in his little, you know, his little truck that he has and carrying them around. This is great activities, because not only does it help with coordination, not only does it help with problem solving and building things and getting his truck over little equipment and trying to stack stuff over here, and I'll give him little tasks that he can do, but it also helps them out as far as being physically fit. You know, when you have a child that, you know, Hunter weighs, you know, 35, well, I think 40 pounds now, and he'll go in and he'll pick up a 5-pound dumbbell with each hand, and he'll walk, you know, 15, 20 feet with it and stack it over here and grab another set of dumbbells and put them over there. That's great exercise for them. It was great grip strength. It's great shoulder strength. It's great overall strength to do things in daily activity. Now, I would never suggest him doing heavier weight or starting to do compound exercises or anything like that. He's way too young for it. But simply picking up little weights like that and moving things around really, really help out as far as with overall growth. Because you have to think about it. Back in the day when kids were growing and they were outside and they were active, they picked things up. They move things around. They had to pick up logs. They had to pick up, you know, all stuff like that. They actually did things. Contrary to popular belief, this is the only time in recorded history children have sat in their room and played on video games for 12 hours a day and done absolutely nothing, to the point that some children are sitting in their beds or sitting on the couches urinating on themselves because they don't want to get up from a video game. Yes, that happens now. So be assured, it's normal for your children to go outside. It's normal for them to play. It's normal for them to pick things up. It's normal for them to have fun. Also, too, in other news, this is crazy. In South Auckland, you see a lot of the stuff that's going on now in New Zealand and also in Australia, where the hardcore push for these vaccines are going on. Now we're having landlords refuse to rent to individuals that are labeled anti-vaxxers. This is so sad now. Melissa Mills, a hardcore vaccine advocate, has now taken a firm stance on vaccines and said she will not rent to any tenants that have not been fully vaccinated. She says no vaccinations, no flat, which is a flat's what they call like a two-bedroom flat on the side of their home. It's like a secondary apartment. However, she's saying they must have all their vaccines to rent the flat. Her husband Simon said her and her husband Simon will not risk anyone who has not had their measles shot. She said in the past she has tried to respect the different views of those around her, but after a recent measles outbreak, she feels it's important to draw a line in the sand. She goes on to say that all of our children are fully vaccinated, and she understands some people cannot have shots due to medical reasons, and she might be willing to make a small exception for them. However, she has no sympathy for those that choose not to vaccinate their children due to the risk of autism. And I quote, this is what she says, "We're parents of a child with autism, and we don't see that as something to be worried about." Yet in two sentences before, she says, "All of our children are fully vaccinated." So she is blatantly saying right there, we have a child that's vaccinated, all of our children are fully vaccinated, and we have a child that's fully autistic. And we don't have any sympathy for people that don't want to vaccinate because they're scared of autism in their child, because we have a child who's fully autistic and we figured out how to cope with it. You can't make this stuff up, guys. This is the stuff that we have to start addressing and bringing to light. We want real vaccines that are clean. We want clean vaccines. I'm not a vaccine advocate, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a clean vaccine advocate. I want real, true research done on these vaccines, and I want real, true, clean vaccines produced. If they're going to start demanding that we mandate these things and our children are forced to accept them because of laws that they enact without our approval. Last time I checked, nobody is voting on these laws out in California or in these other states that are mandating these vaccination laws. Nobody's voting on them, guys. They're putting them into law by themselves. So something that you really need to be aware of and understand, we have to demand again. It's like the whole thing with TSA. If everybody sits there and jumps in line and walks in line and gets their shot in the shoulder and gets their children shot in the shoulder and doesn't say a word, acts like good little sheep, puts their hands up, takes their boots off, takes their belt off, and walks in line and submits like a good little bootlicker, everything is going to go business as usual. They're going to continue to push more laws and more laws and more laws on us until one day somebody's going to have enough of it. And that's the whole point. At some point in time, we have to step out of line, out of the rank and file that they expect us to stay in and say, hey, no, I'm not okay with this. I'm not going to get a shot. I don't think this is okay. I don't want aborted fetal tissue injected into my children and injected into me. I don't want formaldehyde and polyasorbate 80 and aluminum injected into my children or to me. And until you decide to come out with all the research we have in this country, with all the different compounds and topics that we've researched, and we know aluminum's a neurotoxin, I'm not okay with the fact of you saying there's no other way to make a vaccine without putting aluminum and aborted fetal cell tissue in it. I don't accept that. I know there's got to be other ways to do it, and until we start holding these vaccine manufacturers accountable for what actually happens to people after they're injected with these toxic compounds, nothing is going to change. And as long as people continue to stand in line and get their shots and not say a word and act like good little sheep, nothing is going to change. You have to be vocal, you have to make a stand, and you have to say at some point in time, no, I'm not going to do this, Dad. That's really important people start understanding that.
Well, it goes right back to the resisting with the TSA lines. You know, I mean, I've got friends who used to resist, and now they don't resist anymore. They just complied with it. But I understand. It's a lot easier just to run through the x-ray machine. I got that. It's a lot easier just to take the immunization. It's a lot easier to shut up and take the pill. it's a lot easier to go ahead and have them come to your house and say, okay, we've noticed that you haven't taken your pill today. We need to make sure you take your pills, or we're going to take you in and forcibly force you to take your pills. It's a lot easier just to take the pill. But guys, that's the problem with the United States. We've taken the pill. And the reason we've taken the pill is because we're being overrun by this group of people that we talk about all the time who took down Building 7, who basically put the doggone all-seeing eye on our dollar bill as one of their occult symbols. And you think, we don't have an all-seeing eye on the back of our $1 bill. Why don't you just look? It's there on the top of the pyramid. You think, well, what the heck does that even mean? Well, I posted an article. I don't agree with this whole article, but it talks about the all-seeing eye, and it talks about it in detail. And it's something that really I want to talk about now is that, you know, the Hollywood, it's called the one eye sign, its origins, and its occult meaning. I posted this on the website. I don't normally put stuff like this up, but I did on this one because I don't agree with the whole article. Some of the stuff's a little weird, but I just wanted to mention this to you. And you have to realize, you know, it's the left, the reverse of the Great Seal of the United States is the Declaration of Human Rights. If anyone doubts the presence of Masonic and occult influence at the time of the Great Seal was designed, should give due consideration to the comments of Professor Charles Elliot Norton of Harvard, who wrote concerning the unfinished pyramid and the all-seeing eye, which adorned the reverse seal of the dollar bill as follows. The device adopted by Congress is practically incapable of effective treatment if can hardly, however artistically designed or by the designer, look otherwise than a full, than a dull emblem of the Masonic fraternity. In other words, it's all about the Masonic lodges. And remember, these guys all want the Third Temple to be rebuilt, and these guys are the ones who ruled the planet for many, many, many centuries. And in fact, Katy Perry and these guys are always running their hand over their eye and showing pictures of one eye and all the other things they do. You see this occult symbology all the time from Hollywood, because remember, Hollywood's run by the same guys. In fact, there's a picture of her on this website that I'm sending you right now. You guys go to the website and look at this. Katy Perry hiding one eye with the eye of Horus, which goes back to Egyptian mythology, which goes back to the Canaanite religions. All of this stuff goes back to this. In her Dark Horse video, when you hide one eye, according to this article, you effectively block half of your vision. In symbolic terms, you become half blind to the truth. By hiding one eye, celebrities symbolically sacrifice a vital part of their being for temporary material gain. And since eyes are the windows to the soul, this gesture symbolizes the partial or total loss of one's soul when they do this hand sign with the eye. The one eye sign is also an important symbol in the occult elite's obsession, monarch mind control, known by many as Project K Ultra, a continuation of the concentration camp's research. Mind control aims to turn humans into slaves through abuse, trauma, and programming. There's an actual culture revolving around monarch mind control, complete with its own universal symbols, and the one eye sign is part of it. You guys need to read this article on the one eye and realize this isn't cute, it's not okay, and it's not funny. And it's being all over Hollywood now. And this article has literally dozens of photographs of Hollywood people making the one-eye symbol thing. And you need to look at it and realize that these guys have been all caught up into this satanic New World Order through the Masonic lodges, through the people who took down Building 7, through the Sabbatean Kabbalists, through the Druids, through that same group. It's the same group that runs our country. We have to understand that. It's very, very important. Guys, I prayed for you yesterday afternoon. This morning, I didn't pray again this morning. I got up real early. I had to get out on the backhoe and dig a bunch of ditches this morning, which is probably why I'm wide awake today. And so I haven't had a chance to pray for you today yet. No, it's true. I'm wide awake. I was in the middle of a ditch this morning. And then, of course, I think I break every water line I could find when I'm doing on this. And so I'm doing water line repairs and ditch digging this morning. So that was fun. So anyhow, I'm wide awake. So I haven't had a chance to pray for you, but I did pray for you yesterday afternoon. I'm going to pray for you just in a few minutes. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. I love your letters. I hope Chris didn't mind me reading his letter about the dirt bikes on there, because he's a great guy. He's an awesome dude, and I think he's amazing. And then I've got Brad sending me letters all the time, and all these different people sending me, Terrence and Sherry and Mike and all you guys sending me letters all the time and sending me links and stuff. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the feedback. Rainey, Gene, all of you guys. And here's the problem. When I start mentioning names, there's so many of them. Well, he didn't mention me. Yep. You're right. I can't. There's too many. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm praying for you a few minutes. I'll also go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And it's funny Dad brought, you know, the dirt bike thing up at the beginning of the show. I mean, I raced for 10 years, loved the sport, amazing sport, have a huge amount of respect for the guys that still race. But that sport is just damaging to the body. I'll tell you that right now, I still deal with some of the injuries I've had and have to fight them. And so it's just something to me, I think I'd rather have a kid on a four-wheeler or a side-by-side if you're really just trying to do it for more outdoor activity and outdoor riding and do something with the family. A lot safer, a lot more fun, keeps them out of the hospital industrial complex. You got to remember, when you start getting into all that and you start having to have surgery and breaking bones all the time, you know, constantly going to anesthesia, getting morphine, a lot of stuff that's just really not good for a young kid to have to be involved in at such an early age. So that's just my personal take on motocross. But again, thank you guys for all the support and the emails. Please give us a call directly if you guys need any of our specialty products that may not be on the website currently. And so we again thank you for that support, and we thank you again for understanding and working with us on that right now until we get some other things lined up. And so be sure to check out the website, the Health Masters product of the week, the Magnesium Brain Food, one of my favorite products that we carry, is on sale right now for over 15% off on the front page of the website. So be sure to check that out right now at healthmasters.com. That'll be going on until Wednesday morning of next week. The product of the week always goes Wednesday to Wednesday. I like doing it in the middle of the week because it gives everybody the opportunity to have the chance to buy it and get the sale special while it's on. So be sure to check that out. Lots of other deals and stuff going on right now as well at healthmasters.com. And again, I just want to encourage everybody, please do the best you can, you know, to spread the word, to get the truth out there. That's why we set up our free weekly newsletter. It goes out every single day. We send out the show every day. We have articles that go out. We do this intentionally to try to get a lot of this truth out there. And I mean, it's free. We don't charge anything for it. You know, when our customers buy a bottle of multiple from us, like Dad says, that helps subsidize the show with zero commercials. That helps subsidize the email campaigns that we spend a large amount of money on every single month. This is why we do it, because we want to get this information out there. And through the support of everyone through Health Masters, it makes it possible for us to reach so many people. So again, thank you so much for the support. Thank you for signing up for the free weekly newsletter. Continue to stay sharp. Continue to make a difference. Continue to stand your ground and do something different than everybody else does, whether it's getting out of line at TSA and refusing to get radiated, or making sure people around you know your stance on any topic that you see fit. So again, thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome Friday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Stay prepared. Stay sharp. And we'll talk to you again Monday, as always.